This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Wednesday Hollow Cult. You know what that means. Welcome back to the night shift. I'm a little under the weather, so
Steve is sick as fuck.
Yeah. So welcome to that. Hope everybody's doing good. Right off the bat, make sure that you hit the like button, the subscribe button, the notification bell, the hype button on our YouTube. Any kind of interactions help us out a lot. Hope everybody's doing well, getting primed up for the holidays and all that goodness that's on the way. Oh God, don't tell me that cold lasts for weeks. I'm in week two of it. Don't say that.
I just recently got over mine.
It's hit me hard like the last. I was getting sick over the weekend.
Bro, you need to get those breathing strips like I got. Those would do wonders.
To just biohack my immune system.
Well, I mean, that's obvious, but until we get to that point, no strips help.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what got me through it.
So I apologize for being snuffly. Hell yes, thanks, Pocahontas.
Much love.
Being a little snuffly here. Well,
that's one way of figuring it out.
I'm not exactly sure the semantics on what that is there, John. But yeah, a bowl of chicken soup does sound good. It's fine. I get sick this time of year every single year. So I was kind of anticipating it.
It's just your body purging the system.
Yeah. And because we made it through that cold snap and I'm like, all right, I'm feeling pretty good. And it's like, no, you're not. Yeah. I'm working on a Dylan. Doing a Baja Blast cleanse. Oh. Anyway, welcome. Hope everybody's doing good, doing better than me. Yeah, how's everybody doing? Kind of weird stuff we got going on this week. Kind of weirdness. Did everybody see the new Spielberg trailer? We can talk about that.
It looks creepy.
What's it called? Disclosure?
Disclosure. Or is it Disclosure Day?
Yeah, something like that.
Oh, it's Disclosure something or another.
Something like that. John says it's my coal lungs.
He's not wrong.
The only thing that got me through the pandemic was I had enough coal dust in my lungs to keep the COVID out. But yeah, that trailer is, it's something. It's creepy.
It's definitely creepy.
I hate the
whole lot of disclosure talk going on.
Yeah. I hate the clicking noise trope.
Yeah.
With aliens. That fucks me up.
I hope that's not a real thing.
Me either. I did see some, the conspiracy channels are starting to kind of pop off on it. Like, when the timing of this release, they said it's going to be, they're going to push it so hard that anytime you, try to search disclosure, all of your main search engine hits are just going to bring up the movie.
Yeah.
It's kind of muddy the water. Cloudy the water.
Yeah. At this point, searching the internet is impossible.
Yeah.
They did it with that Max Spears thing too, the oak tree.
Oh yeah. And change the names of things and
yeah.
Spielberg does like aliens. If you look at the aliens in Close Encounters of the Third Kind, and then you look at some of the smaller mummies they've been finding in South America, they look almost exactly alike. Which is weird. Because it could go two ways. Either Spielberg knew, was privy to knowledge of what these things look like. Oh, goddamn. Thanks, Brother John.
I did hear that, but the 19th, it's here. Should be fucking rad.
Oh, where was I going with that? Either Spielberg knew or people who are hoaxing these things just took creative liberties from Spielberg. E.T. was not cute. We try to keep in touch with Tony as much as we can, but he's a busy dude.
Yeah.
He's a busy dude. We check in with him every once in a while, see how his wife's doing, but he's got a lot of irons in his fire over there.
That is no lie.
I was kind of trying to watch the trailer to pick up for stuff, and it almost seems like, kind of feels like the premise is that there are whatever this NHI is already here on the planet, and it's almost like something's activating them.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of feels like.
Yeah, I get that.
I think it'll be interesting. E.T. made me cry and lock myself in my room for 2 hours because E.T. left Elliot. Generational alien trauma.
It happens.
So Atlas is getting here on the 19th, huh?
Yeah, that's what I saw it too. I've also been seeing some interesting things that actually Brother John brought up to me a while ago, but I'm gonna try to start digging around into it a little bit. Apparently there's history out there that would suggest at one point the Earth didn't have its moon. And it's documented by people of Earth. Right. And then there was a time when Earth had two moons. And now we are to a one moon. And the thought and theory behind it is that the two moons was actually one moon dragging in the other. Because it's actually a giant spaceship.
Hmm.
And now is where you have the theory that the moon monitors us.
Interesting.
Yeah. And then supposedly there's, I think I saved the video. I hope I saved the video. If not, I'm stupid. But there was a guy talking about it. And he was saying that actually people from Earth were taken up to the moon to tour it.
We I'm trying to think where we've heard that somewhere in some of our
I mean, loosely, it's not so much been that to that degree, because there's some that we covered with like the 20 and back shit where guys were taken to the moon. And then I did the episodes on the moon being the soul trap, so on and so forth. But he was saying that there was definitely people that were taken up to tour it, and they came down and wrote about it, supposedly. And I also find it ironic that there's a whole lot of whistleblowers coming forward.
Yeah, that's weird.
Lots of CIA and FBI and military whistleblowers coming out and talking about all types of shit. Not just extraterrestrial stuff. I was trying to think what else I heard the whistleblowers talking about. I think I heard, or I was hearing that, which I didn't have time to look into because I think I saw it today, but something about there being documents released about Bigfoot. And then I heard this one supposed whistleblower talking about how there are, I'm sure it's out in the West, sections where giants are buried, and the natives of the land are the actual guardians of the caves that these things are buried in, and that they are visited by extraterrestrials quite often to, I guess, conversate about said guardianship.
Is this stuff supposed to be getting released, like, by whistleblowers or through disclosure?
Yeah, I guess they're making their rounds. All these, you know, whistleblowers, they're jumping on podcasts and shit like that.
Yeah. Yeah, I wonder. We get a lot of these whistleblowers that are coming out are American. You know, I'm wondering if there's going to be like a global movement eventually where more people from outside of the States can kind of corroborate some of this stuff.
I don't know. That's a good observation. And maybe when it comes to the extraterrestrial disclosure, maybe it's kind of like how I felt about the moon landing. Maybe there really is an arms race to the reverse engineering aspects of it. And maybe America is trying to unzip their pants and show everybody first to be like, hey, slow the fuck down.
Yeah.
You know, you might want to rethink about deploying what you got.
It could be like a media blackout thing too, where we're only privy to what we get here in America.
Oh yeah. That's definitely a possibility,
and I'm sure of it. Like it's been said multiple times before, government agencies are at least 50 years ahead of the technology that the public is aware of.
Yeah,
I read somewhere that they had the precursors of AI working in the 1950s, 1955, kind of to jumpstart DARPA and shit, which is crazy, because I feel like when we were growing up, you know, in the late 90s, you didn't hear anything about AI.
No.
Nothing. It wasn't until probably late 2010s when it started really ramping up.
Well, actually, the earliest that I can think of is fucking Terminator.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess I forgot.
Terminator would be like the earliest that I can remember.
And even then, that was like science fiction.
Yeah, yeah. It's a wild time to be alive.
It really is.
You know, if you really sit down and think about it, the fact that, you know, supposed disclosure is at our doorstep is rather interesting.
It is weird. It is weird. I also saw something else that you, since you guys were going off about 3-Eye Atlas, this is strange. I'll pull this up and see if this won't get inundated with ads, which it's already doing. But just this past week, historic planetary defense drills launched as mysterious interstellar visitor nears Earth. Interstellar visitor 3-Eye Atlas will make its closest approach to Earth on Friday, offering space agencies an unprecedented opportunity to test planetary defense measures. This distance, about 170 million miles away, poses no collision risk whatsoever, officials have confirmed. Nevertheless, the European Space Agency, NASA, and over 23 countries have seized upon the object's transit to launch the most extensive planetary defense exercise ever undertaken. The multinational drill will run through January 2026, with participating nations using the suspected comet's journey through our solar system to refine their ability to track potentially hazardous objects from deep space. I found this interesting because if you think back upon some major things that have affected our timeline, they had a massive terrorism drill in the late summer of 2001, which what happened directly after that.
Right.
They had a massive pandemic drill in late 2019. Mm. What happened directly after that? Now they're having a massive worldwide interplanetary defense drill. Just kind of makes you put your tinfoil hat on there, bro.
I fucking hope so.
Makes you put your tinfoil hat on.
I'm ready.
When I saw that, I'm like, that's some weird timing. If you go by their playbook.
I'm ready for it, man.
See you, trucker. Stay safe.
Much love, man. I'm ready for it. Something's got to give. Something's got to change. Because I know it's getting rough. It was rough a while ago, but it's just staying rough.
And then, like, all the talk about disclosure, and now you have that documentary that's coming out, and now you're going to have this movie that's coming out, and I don't know. It definitely feels like they're soft prepping us for something.
Well, and you say that, the guy that made the documentary is a filmmaker.
Yeah.
Like an actual movie, you know, because he did Ready Player One and stuff like that. So he's in those circles.
Yeah. Just from the premise of the trailer, I don't know. It's weird. It's almost like the disclosure is coming from two sides, because you have whatever the entities are, whatever the NHI are, seemingly taking over people on the planet to let everybody else know, hey, we're here. And then you got this guy on the back end who's like, everybody deserves to know this, trying to also get information out. It's, I don't know. It's interesting.
Since we're on that kind of line, I did see something literally right before I got on here, because everybody knows I've kind of excommunicated myself from the intranet. I don't really do much on it anymore. But I did see a clip from I'm assuming it's Tony, because I haven't paid attention to anything internet wise for a minute, but I guess he was talking to L.A. Marzulli. And they were talking about how the Fatima encounter was, they said, demonic, essentially. But
of course,
they essentially described it as what we would say, like a UFO encounter, which I found to be interesting.
Yeah.
that there are, you know, bigger heads kind of agreeing with that line of thought.
Yeah. If you dig down deep into the accounts of that, there was almost three camps of witnesses, right? Because there was hundreds of thousands of people there. And some people didn't see anything. Some people saw an image of the Virgin Mary. And other people saw a UFO, saw a second sun in the sky, which is crazy that it can well, almost
there
was, like...
There were some people that were soaking wet and some that weren't.
Yeah, it's crazy how it affects people on an individual level. I mean...
Well, and you say it like that, and I saw another thing where there was a guy talking about... That's the reason why disclosure is so difficult, because it's not just physical, it's psychological. Like there's some, like somehow it individually interacts with the psychology of our brains. Like he described it as like another universe running parallel to ours, almost like the upside down essentially. And, you know, they were saying, and they keep saying the whole thing about like fracturing religion and this and everything we know about our existence. Obviously, the way I look at it is, in my opinion, religious people are going to keep being religious. It's that fucking simple. They're not going to fucking change. So you can throw that out the window. And then now I have a brain fart and kind of forget the avenue of what I was running down, but oh, and they just say that it'll change everything we know about our existence. Then we don't know shit. And you would rather keep the lie going forward than not. Because I don't think many people, normal people, everyday people, are going to have this like grand awakening experience from this shattering truth. I think most people are going to be like, huh, I mean, damn, we thought trees use carbon dioxide to grow big. Turns out they use water. Wow. You know what I mean, though? Like, I don't think many people are going to find it, like, just shattering to their core, like, how quantum physics work. They're just going to go, oh, okay.
Yeah. I don't know. Hey, Holocult. Let me tell you about the online cannabis company that's revolutionizing how we deal with life's challenges. From sleepless nights to stress-filled days, Mood.com has created an entire line of functional gummies that target specific health concerns with 100% federally legal THC blends. They'll deliver them discreetly to your front doorstep. And you can get them 20% off your first order at Mood.com with promo code HOLO. Having trouble sleeping? They've got a gummy for that. Sleepy Time gummies knock you out in about 15 minutes. They leave you feeling refreshed, and they don't leave you with a feeling of grogginess or hangover. Having just one of those days where just everybody sucks and everything is going wrong, you just need to reset your mood and your day as a whole. They've got gummy for that too. Epic Euphoria gummies. Just reset your mood and turned your frown upside down. What makes these different is how they paired THC with other cannabinoids, with herbs and adaptogens. You're just not going to find gummies like this in a dispensary or anywhere for that matter. And they have gummies for literally everything. Immune support, menopause relief, PMS symptoms, mental clarity, sexual arousal. And each one is crafted using federally legal cannabis grown on small, family-owned American farms. No pesticides, no BS, and they can ship to most states in the U.S. Best of all, not only does Mood stand behind everything with an industry-leading 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, Holocult listeners get 20% off their first order with code HOLO. So head to Mood.com. Browse their amazing selection of functional gummies and find the perfect gummy for whatever you're dealing with. And remember to use promo code HOLO at checkout to save 20% on your first order. Hey, Holocult. If you're someone who likes your nicotine discreet, fast, and with enough flavor options to rival a candy aisle, listen up. We have some news for you. We're partnering with Free Pouches, and they just might be the most convenient upgrade your daily routine didn't know it needed. Free is a zero-tobacco nicotine pouch designed for people who want a simple, hassle-free way to enjoy nicotine, without smoke, vapor, or the smell. Everything about Free is engineered for ease. Fast flavor, fast effect, and fast delivery straight to your door. Free gives you a wide variety of options, from everything like strength range, offering pouches in 3, 6, 9, 12, and 15 milligrams, also in 6 distinct flavors, mint, wintergreen, lush, sweet, original, and new watermelon. Pouches come pre-primed, so flavor and effect hit instantly. No waiting around, no guessing. You might like a little suspense in your podcast, but you don't have to have them in your pouches. Just so you don't sleep on the best value pouches in the market, our listeners can get 20% off their order at freepouch.com with the promo code LISTEN20. That's freepouch, freepouch.com, and use promo code LISTEN20 to get 20% off today. Free, strength you can count on.
Yeah, I don't know what it, how everyday people would react, honestly.
At this point, I don't feel like we give a shit.
Yeah, I feel like we're too, like, not that we're that different. We're just everyday people. But, like, when we look into it, I don't feel like it would be shocking to us.
No.
But if they came out and they're like, what, say, what we've been taught, what we perceive as God is an alien. I think it would be hard to digest for some people.
Yes and no. Because if they did come out and say that, people wouldn't believe it.
You don't think
they would refuse it? Oh, absolutely. There's no way. They would refuse it. There's no way. There's no way you're changing people's minds about that. And rightfully so. I know I would not blame them one bit. Would not blame them one bit. Now, the key to that would be, because in my head, it's the same thing. If you looked at, like we did in the Law of One, and looked at this existence of the infinite intelligence or whatever the fuck it was called, like there's some intelligent force out there that created everything, that has all this power over the entirety of the solar system, the galaxy, the universe, the dimensions, blah, 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 blah. To me, that's God. It's the same fucking thing to me. You know what I'm saying? If it's this purely omnipotent force, and it's just a force, it doesn't have a form, it's just a force. But it's intelligent. It created everything. It knows everything. It's everything. Then what's the difference between that and the definition of God? And I think that if that was explained to people, I think they would, no matter what, you could call it alien, I think people would still be like, no, that's God. The difference is we found the existence.
What if it's not that deep? You know, it has nothing to do with, maybe it has nothing to do with our creation. It has nothing to do with our consciousness. Maybe it's just that these things exist and they are predatory. They're predatory. They're out there and they were getting close. How do you think the public would react to that?
They would freak out until someone gave them hope.
Yeah, like a movie scenario, basically.
That's all it would take. Yeah. And people in the chat and people listening could argue with me, but I'm telling you right now, all you'd have to do is give people the right hope, and they would fall in line.
It would definitely band together very.
Because at that point, you wouldn't have a choice. And in that scenario, that's different from even an asteroid impact, because an asteroid impact is fucking inevitable.
Yeah.
What are you going to do, briefing the planet on that? You're not going to do nothing. Nothing. But if it's an actual force, because I mean, I know what I would do. If they were like, yo, we got this crazy ass force coming. They're going to invade the planet and it's going to be bad. I mean, at that point, you're already marked for death. Why not stand up and give a little back? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah. You don't have anything to lose.
That's what I mean. If you explain it to a lot of people and we're like, listen, they're going to truck us if literally all of us don't put in on this, they're going to truck us. They're going to annihilate the planet. But if we all come together and we all fight, we got a chance. I think a lot of people will step up to the plate.
Yeah.
People forget how many fucking straight up hard asses are still left out there. We hear all the crybabies on the internet. The hard asses aren't on the internet. They're out there in everyday life. You know that factually. That might be an option too, Dilmo.
Just fish it out.
Fuck it.
Just fish it out.
But then I'm going to be pissed when they interrupt my fishing. Actually, this Saturday, I'm going to try to go fishing. It's supposed to be like 54.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what they're trying to.
Now, you know, the real question, Steve, is it what we've always heard? Is it a psyop, like people in the chat are saying? Is this blue beam coming to fruition? Because then what happens? Then what happens? We unknowingly sign up for a one world government.
That's like what Backwards Golfer just said. Are you or are you not getting on the spaceship that comes to save the humans to take us to another planet?
Hell no. No. I'm
better,
good.
Better the devil you know than the devil
I'm
you
good.
Know.
I'm good. I'm good.
Yeah, I'm just not sure. At this point, it's been such a runaround. I don't even know what disclosure would look like.
Me either. That's like we were talking, I don't know if it was last night shift or in the episode. It would take bodies. Like not dead bodies. Like I think you kind of hit it on the head, Steve. It would take them right outside the door.
Yeah.
Like legitimate. Because the AI has taken over the internet.
100%. And we already
the internet's know done.
We can't trust the governments.
No.
The governments who would spearhead who are spearheading disclosure now. They're the ones that they're the information filter as to what we get to know.
Yeah.
We already know we can't trust them. So it would take something. I don't know what it would take, honestly. At this point, I don't know. Like I said,
it would take alien, like real life aliens.
Yeah.
Cause even at this point, I don't even know that UFOs would do it.
No, if you showed me a video of a UFO landing at the White House, my immediate first reaction would be that's not real.
Steve, I'm saying we go outside and there's a UFO that flies by in the sky. That you know, for people like us, maybe not everyday people, but people like us are going to go, you know, we're going to freak out, but in the back of our heads, we're going to have that question. Is this ours? Is this human reverse technology? I can't say ours. Is this human reverse technology or is that actually alien? So at the end of the day, it's going to need to be little gray men walking down the street that I see with my own eyes.
Yeah.
Before I go all the way in.
Yeah.
And what's crazy, like kind of venturing around this a little bit, off topic, on topic. A while ago, the Miami Mall incident, not long after that, there was a clip that came out that was saying, I'm sure everybody saw it. It was where this guy in Congress or whatever was talking about how that incident is now classified.
Yeah.
Blah, 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 blah. I saw a ton of reports instantaneously saying how that was all AI. It was all bullshit.
Saw the same
thing. Whole clip was bullshit. But now people are doubling back, coming out and saying that it was fucking real.
So now, you don't know what to believe.
You have no idea.
Yep, I saw the
because same I really did. I really did shake it off in the beginning as fake. I'm like, well, they're probably right. Somebody probably took the video of this guy and then just spoofed vocals over top of it, and that's that.
Yep, because I saw it the first time and I was like, I saw it when it first released, and I was like, oh shit, like that is all classified. And then people are like, no, that's this clip from a different congressional disclosure that's just been voiced over AI changed. And now people are saying, no, it's not. So now you don't know what the fuck to believe.
Yeah. Yeah, because now you got talking heads like us, but bigger than us, doubling back on that clip and saying it's real.
Yep, and picking a side. Either it's not or it is.
Yep.
Hell yeah, welcome in, Emmy.
Much love. So it's I don't know. The AI has completely decimated the internet, in my opinion.
Yeah. For worse than it is better.
I agree. I mean, the AI can do some awesome things. It really can. But it has absolutely... It already, in my opinion, is out of fucking control.
Yeah.
Which is exactly why I've excommunicated myself from the internet for the most part. So anybody who's messaging and noticing that's why. There's just so much fucking garbage that it's, in my opinion, it's not worth me sifting through.
Backwards golfer says, if we are... Okay, let me read this. Sorry. If we are just alien food, energetically or literally, that would shake people to the core. We are fish in a bowl and aliens just fishing for food. I mean, yeah.
But you got to make people believe it.
Yeah. Yeah. Which would boil down to them coming here and us witnessing them dragging people off.
That would definitely be scary. It'd definitely be scary.
So I think
that thought is terrifying.
Yeah. I don't know. I've kind of been, it all depends on the context of disclosure. Like if they say, hey, aliens are real, we're not the only ones here, and all the governments across the world are like, this is true. People are going to be like, yeah, we kind of knew that already.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but if they said, hey, aliens are real and they're on their way here to grocery shop and start eating you guys, I could see how that'd be a brain fracture for some people. Once they start showing up and start dragging people out, I can see how that'd get a little messy.
I don't think aliens are demonic. I disagree. I understand why people would think that, but
I feel like
I'm not in that camp.
I feel like it's been, again, I think it's a context thing. I think people have been seeing these things and then they give them different names to try to come to terms with what they are.
I agree.
And sometimes those overlap and become a real gray area.
A lot. Yeah, you're right. I mean, a lot of it comes down to people's belief systems. my definition of demon is that of hell and evil. Something more spiritual in context than physical. Whereas alien to me is physical. It's here. You know? And I guess you could argue that, but I don't know. I do feel like they're, I don't know what you'd call it, civilizations within the existence of our universe that far surpass our intelligence. And I just feel like with the amount of planetary possibilities out there, I think it would be foolish to push that to the side. At least the possibility that something out there has thrived for longer than we have.
We're at another great crossroads where humanity will become enlightened and another great reset. Something will stop us from attaining the knowledge.
I mean, if you haven't learned by now, which what they say is true. I mean, knowledge is power, and it feels like they hoard a whole hell of a lot of that from us.
Yeah.
And I think you're right. I mean, to a degree, I think you're right about there are clearly forces out there that want us to not have knowledge for very greedy reasons.
Yeah, especially, like you said, if knowledge is power, keep the public dumb and they just do whatever you want them to do.
I think that's the crux of life. And as simple as that is, I think that's reality. Man, I really do. I think that's been a play ever since we did it in the Brotherhood of the Snake. It made so much sense that for eternity they've been hiding all the good knowledge. You know?
Yeah.
Just keeping it from everybody from thriving, from being what we're supposed to be. Because you've heard on several different, that's the other thing that's amazing, is you've heard from several different sources, excuse me, that humanity is not living up to its full potential quite yet.
Oh, yeah. I agree. And I think you're right, Rachel. Well, I do feel like, we will, I don't know. I feel like we'll get the answers they want us to have up to a certain point.
Yeah. I'm with you, Mikey. You're just smart enough to run the machines. It's been in my opinion, that's the definition of life currently. And it's been trained in all of us for a long, long time.
Because, I don't know. I feel like for them to come clean, something would have to force their hand. Whatever the phenomena is, whatever the NHI are, they would have to force the hand of the governments and say, either you break the news to them or we're breaking the news to them. Because right now it's just been piddly dumb shit all the way up the line. You know, you have got about 10 talking heads that are like, yeah, these crafts aren't ours. Yeah, we're reverse engineering them. Same story, different mouthpiece. And it's very, very selective. It's very, very filtered. And they're all telling us the same story. And that's government filter.
The scary thing about, because I once again go back to the idea of how much positivity could come from reverse engineering technologies like this and so on and so forth. And the scariest part of all of that would be the most obvious thing that you would want. In my opinion, there would be two obvious things that we'd want to reverse engineer. The ability of constant, forever clean energy, that's up there. The ability to become multiplanetary civilization was another massive perk. But the scariest of all to me, which I feel like would be an obvious technology you could gain from this, is the possibility to extend our lives.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
You know, improve health and so. But the scary part of that is that that one there would be their most coveted gem.
Oh, yeah.
They would hoard that one until the end of time.
Yeah, because that one matters to everyone.
And that one matters to them.
Yeah.
Because they can extend themselves. You know.
Clean energy is going to... Does it affect our daily... could it affect our daily lives? Yes, but only as much as the government will allow it. You know, interplanetary travel, does that affect our daily lives? Us here on the low level? Not really, you know. But the ability to prolong our existence affects each and every one of us deeply. You know, getting to spend more time with your loved ones.
Dude, not having that'd be awesome.
Not having to have that fear of death looming over your head every single day.
Yeah.
This is a question for you and a question for everybody in the chat. It's going to be a two-parter. What is the best case scenario we get for disclosure? Like what these things are and what their purposes are. And what is the worst case scenario we have for disclosure? You know what I mean?
Are you saying like disclosure is coming? In this question, it is inevitable.
Like what the disclosure could be? What's the best case scenario? Like these things are here, and they're here to help humans, you know, make it to the next step. That would be like a best case scenario, you know.
Yeah. I think it's obvious. I mean, there's two clear cut answers there, and the worst case scenario being that they have every intention honestly, enslavement would probably be worse than death.
Yeah. Just like a
constant. And they hit it too. Worst case slave race.
Yeah. Where they're just like a constant pain, fear farm.
Yeah.
Over and over and over again.
Yep. I mean, and I have like I think about things, the more things just don't make sense. They don't add up because they, and it's the same thought and theory that, you know, because I hear people talk all the time about the Nephilim and how they're here and they're interacting and this, that, and the other, and the same with aliens. Aliens are here. They're infiltrating, so on and so forth. And like at the end of the day, like I guess I just don't see the ultra long game of being sleeper cells, essentially. Because most of these things in theory outmaneuver us and outwit us and outstrength us tenfold.
What if, talking about the sleeper cells, because it reminded me of the disclosure trailer, because there's one part where he says specifically to save something like saving 7 billion people, or 7 billion people deserve to know, when the population of the earth is 8 billion people. So that's almost implying that a billion people on the planet are whatever these sleeper cell NHI are. But what if the sleeper cell NHI don't know that they are that, you know, what if they're the ones that have been abducted and have implants or some shit. And then this,
well, it's the same idea of star seeds and shit like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. Like there's, you know, the more we kind of wade these waters, the more, I think the more narrative questioning we have. You know, I don't know. Like I do, and sometimes I will be fair and critique myself. Sometimes I wonder if I'm cynical out of design, because I've always kind of been, you know, kind of cut my own path in life. I don't really follow the crowd very often. And so sometimes I wonder if that's like to my own detriment where I do it just because sometimes, yeah. You know what I mean? Where I don't know. I don't want to fall into somebody's camp, I guess. I know that I do that. I acknowledge that I do that. But sometimes I question myself. I'm just like, hey, you know, am I doing it because
it's like
I don't want to be a part of their camp?
Mechanism.
Yeah, yeah. You know, but also at the same time, to be 100% fair, and I think a lot of people listen and probably consider us talking shit when, for the most part, but I think you can agree, Steve, that a lot of people don't have the most compelling arguments for their cases.
No.
The ones that like ultra double down on something. I'm not saying all of them don't. I feel like most of them don't really have the best arguments for their like ultra hardcore belief.
Yeah, I agree.
And I mean, if I can throw shit at you and you're just a stone wall, I respect that. You know, if you're just like, no, it's this. I'll tell you flat out, I don't have a fucking clue. Yeah. I have my ideas and my opinions, but I don't know.
Hey, Verge and Colleen, hope you guys are doing okay out there. I know you guys got some nasty weather. Some other people out in the Northwest that got pretty banged up from all the winds and stuff. Hope everybody's doing okay. I think these crash crafts are crashed intentionally. We'll reverse engineer them and think we gain something awesome, but we're probably just salvaging stolen craft. The owners want it back.
I like the idea of that they're gifts. You know, I'll air quote that more about definition. Yeah, donations is probably a better word. Because, I mean, to be brutally honest, that's like we talked about. I mean, it's them meddling in our business. That's them influencing the direction of our civilization.
It's also a way for them to keep track of how how smart we are, essentially, how technologically advanced we are. You know, hey, we left this craft here in 1945 and it took them until 1978 to reverse engineer it. That's gives you pretty good time frame as to how far behind we are from the things that they're leaving us, which if you look at them in the context of like humans, you're not going to leave your most advanced stuff there. You're going to leave them the old trash.
Oh yeah.
You know? So if it takes them 30 years to figure out our 100-year-old craft here, 1,000-year-old craft, like they're not much of a threat.
Well, also, you know what? I think I have a good point to that, Steve. What if it's not only an IQ test? Or what if it's more along the lines of an intention test?
Ooh.
Intent. What will they do? Because that's a true testament of
morality.
Because they would have, think about it, if they're in a, we'll say, relatively close star system, one that's achievable, they see our path and think, okay, well, the humans within 100 years are going to have the ability to travel to us. Let's see what they're made of. You know, let's see if they're going to be a threat to us in the future, or will they be a helping hand, an ally? And if they are a threat, then won't we have a vested interest in stopping them? Which I can tell you right now, we'd be a threat.
Oh, yeah. Could you imagine the wind just to get knocked out of our sails when we reverse engineer these crafts, have a whole fleet of them? We're going to go toe to toe with whatever these things are. And we get there and
decimation.
And it's their old junkyard shit.
Yeah.
They just snap their fingers and shut them all down.
Yeah. I think that makes sense, man. I think it makes sense to not only gauge our intelligence, but gauge what we would do with it.
Does the Van Allen belt keep us in or aliens out?
Probably us in.
Yeah, I don't think we're keeping aliens out. I feel like we can't even fathom the advancement that some of these things are comparative to us. If they're traversing dimensions, that's even beyond like our greatest minds,
yeah,
capabilities. They can fathom it, they can understand it, but to be able to do it is they can't figure it out.
Also, another great point, Rachel, if these beings are real, I'm sure the military has already done deals with them. And we've heard that time and time again. But that brings me to another point. Why do deals with the military? Why? If they are superior in everything, why? What is the point? Outside of seeing where we are, intelligence, and our morality. Because what the fuck could they, like, because we've heard the deals of, now that I think about it, trading tech, essentially trading tech for permission to yank people out of their homes. They don't fucking need permission unless we had the ability to knock them out of the sky.
Yeah, I was just, Twiz hit it on the head. I was like, it's a manipulation tactic. It's to make us, make our world governments think that they want to play ball with us.
Yeah.
Make us think that we've got something that they're interested in when they can just take it. Like I said, the same reason we do deal with third world nations, you know, just to make them make us feel like we're in the same ballpark as them.
Yeah, because we're not. We know that no. We like in our core, we know that we're not. Well, I say that from the knowledge that, you know, everyday people have, because we don't know what they have behind closed doors, but. I think those are the questions that should be getting asked more frequently. I don't think many people think about it like that.
Unless there is something, which we've heard before, there is something uniquely human that isn't found anywhere else in the goddamn galaxy, anywhere else in the universe, that they're interested in. And if they can, you know, if they can... Say it's something they're harvesting from us. Say it's soul. Say it's the source, whatever. You know, if they can keep it on good terms, because essentially the world governments have the ability to wipe humans from existence.
True.
And if it's something that these things need, maybe there is a little leverage in playing ball there. You know, maybe they're like, hey, give us our tech and we won't, you know, set off this thing that'll burn all the oxygen off the goddamn planet and kill off all the humans, you know?
Unless there really is cosmic forces that we've heard about, almost like, you know, to dumb it way the fuck down, like karma and intent and permission and all that shit. If there are cosmic rules, which further expands out into an even greater way of thinking. Who the fuck wrote the rules? Who coded that into the system?
Yeah.
Or what? And then it makes you like, that makes me lean heavy towards simulation. That they're rules.
It's our ability to make endorphins. Because you hear things like that. Or you hear it's our fear, you know, like they feed off of our fear. They feed off of our souls or whatever. And I heard someone talk about the fear that's experienced in, sleep paralysis, right?
They were talking about how the fear you experience in a sleep paralysis is not like any other fear that you feel. It's something primal. It's something ingrained. Like as humans, like we have different types of fear. You have a fear of running late, a fear of getting hurt, a fear of losing someone, you know, but this fear that's experienced in these sleep paralysis encounters are so different. Like it is not like anything that I've ever felt in my life. Like
I could see that if you were going to argue the fact that there are things out there in the universe, because those fears, Steve, those fears have been bred into us essentially. Because there have been cultures on the planet and people, individuals, that don't have fear. They don't fear death.
This isn't just a game. It's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to HarlemGlobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
They give a fuck less. I'm ready. Let's go, motherfuckers. And we know those people have existed. And if you were to argue that, because we have heard, like the Ebens, they didn't process death the way we process death. It didn't resonate with them the same that it resonates with us.
Yep.
Project so you could Serpo. Argue that to me, and I would agree. I would say, okay, that's definitely a possibility.
Yeah. Serpo, they were so confused as to why the humans were so sad that I can't remember what the dude's name was, but
they fucking blended him up.
Yeah. They're like, what? Like, why is this an issue? Why is this a problem?
That should have been right then and there. The humans should have thrown down with the Ebens, in my opinion.
Yeah.
It should have been game on. It should have been on site.
Different breed.
Yeah. It should have been on site.
Kyle, you're fractured minds in here. Who wrote the rules? What are the rules? My head hurts. Don't go there, Kyle. Hard enough to believe we're living in this fucked up world we do already.
But see, those are the conversations that I find the most fun because they allow my brain to spin out of control. But I will be fair, it does get to a point where it exhausts me and I have to go to bed.
It depends, Twiz. Remember, Pennywise likes to eat the children because their fear tastes better. What if we're dealing with something like that?
See, and that's why, I think that's why I'm also semi-salty and cynical of all these people like buckshotting the paranormal and aliens and shit, because alien, like, all of this has been such a interesting aspect of my life, because there's for me, there's still so much wonder in all of this, and I feel like some of those people are trying to take that wonder away from me. And I don't like, and that's a me thing. I'm not saying that like that's their intent. That's a me thing. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to lose the little kid wonder that I still have.
Yeah.
And that. The semi-optimism that I have with some of this stuff, you know, like the ability, like the thought process that there are good extraterrestrials out there that would want to help us, not just straight up decimate us. Or the fact that, you know, like I know people are going to disagree, but I still have this innate feeling that like not all tarot card readers are fucking evil and not all people who practice magic are evil. I don't view the world that way. It's very complex. And I think there are levels to it all.
I'm still going to go into every alien encounter with the need and will to fight them. They're going to have to prove to me that they're good.
I ain't opposed to that. I ain't opposed to that at all. It's like if you and me were out in the woods and we came face to face with a grizzly bear, I ain't going to try to hold its hand. I'm not going to try to hug the motherfucker. I'm going to be anticipating a fight.
then you'll see me running. If you see me running,
there ain't no point in running.
You know, there's bad things.
We got to predator it, dude. We both have to turn into Billy, take the shirts off, take the knife across the chest, and get down. That's what we got to do.
What's the movie?
Try to set up GoPros real fast, at least it gets caught on camera.
With the Liam Neeson in The Gray, where he just breaks the
shot. All right, you do that, and I'll be Billy.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty gangster.
We're going to lose.
Hey, dude, but you can't tell me that the internet would not respect us.
Yeah, it would make good internet.
The internet would respect us.
World star. Yeah, maybe the grizzly bear is cool. I don't know.
It might be, and that's cool. If it comes up and it's like, what's up, guys? Then we can hang out. But if he comes in, teeth and claws out, and he's trying to fuck us up, I'll get mine, too.
We interact with the aliens, and as the aliens are getting ready to decimate us, the grizzly bear comes out and saves us.
That'd be sweet. Hey, man, I've heard the stories of guys taking down grizzlies with a pocket knife. It's happened. He definitely got messed up in the encounter, but he took it down.
Fuck.
I know that story's out there. Where he just stabbed the bejesus out of him like a little pocket knife. That's what I'm talking about. Besides the point, Twiz, he stood his ground. And that dude's straight up hard ass. Go down fighting, not screaming the bear's name.
Yeah.
Lonnie, no!
Lonnie! He drinks through a straw. And then the herd of the rest of the grizzly bears come in behind it after we get the first one down.
Oh, that would suck. That would suck.
I feel like that's how the alien invasion is going to be. It's going to be one ship come in, and we just exhaust our arsenal, take it down, celebrate for about 17 minutes. And then NORAD starts going off with all these other blips.
That would suck.
Damn.
That would suck.
Damn, we had them.
That would suck.
We had them in that first one.
Hey, man, at least we got a little bit on the scoreboard.
Yeah. So we know how to do it.
We get down.
We just don't have the means.
Yeah.
To take them down. Yeah, just have.
And that's what I love. That's what I love about humanity. Like, that is an aspect that I 100% love. Are the people out there that. They ain't out there talking the shit, but when it comes down to it, they will stand. They will stand 10 toes down, not look away. They come and get it. I love that for humanity.
One thing they can't take away from us is our resiliency, because we are not a species that's meant to survive as long as we did.
No, we're stubborn.
Yeah, just go on the internet and look at some of the dumb shit we do. We're not supposed to be here. We're not supposed to have made it this far. Maybe that's why they're so interested in us. They're going to be like, what is wrong with this species? And they just come and watch it. They're like, oh, yeah.
They're tough bastards.
Yeah. They're crazy. Maybe we don't want them in the Galactic Federation.
And that's what I love.
Maybe we need to keep them on this side of the Van Allen belt. That way they don't get out.
Bro, if that at the end of the day was their explanation, I would be proud of the human race. I would legitimately be proud of us. I'd be like, hell yes. Nobody in the solar system wants to fuck with. Nobody in the universe wants to fuck with us because we're out of our minds.
They just happen to pick up like one television frequency and it's the fucking Wild Boys, and Steve-O's getting drugged behind a fishing boat with shark hooks through his chest. They're like,
what in the fuck is wrong with this?
I love that for us. Through all of our flaws, we're stubborn assholes. That's probably one of the coolest fictional stories I ever heard, was something similar to that, where there's this big intergalactic war going on. And for whatever reason, like, we were kind of new to the Federation, the humans were. And I don't know, like, there was another force attacking some other race out there, and they were fucking everybody up. And then, of course, the humans just, like, kind of radiated over. They're like, we got this. And they're like, it's so crazy, because the humans pull up and they're like a clunker, essentially, just a straight up fucking beater. And everybody's like, what the fuck are these guys going to do? And then for how slow it was, it just doubled down on weapons. All the weapons came out and they just started lighting everything up. And then at the end of it, the humans were all out of ammunition. They're all out of fucking everything. And there's this master monster ship coming in. And the Americans are like, all right. Or the humans were like, everybody just run. We got this. And they just hyper powered up their fucking ship and just drove it like a missile into the other one and annihilated it. Yeah, and everybody was like, crazy bastards.
Independence Day ending.
It was awesome, dude. It was one of the coolest fucking stories I ever listened to. It's one of the ones where you're like, hell yeah, that's definitely what we would do. 100% what humans would do.
Don't forget our capacity for revenge and holding grudges. Yeah. God forgives. We don't.
That's right. And that's the type of shit I'm all in. All in, man.
It does give you a sense of hope, which is a weird juxtaposition to get hope from our throw caution to the wind.
Dude, I think it's awesome, man. It's one of them, like, the redeeming qualities of humanity.
Yeah.
Is, like you said, our just pure resilience to fucking die.
Yeah.
And like you said, you whoever, I don't know if it was a chat or you or whoever, but you are not wrong when you say, don't cast aside, like, our ability to hold a grudge.
Yeah.
Because that is straight up fuel for the psycho.
Yeah. If you come through, if aliens come through and try to wipe us out on that first wave, they better get every last one of us.
They better make it count.
Yeah. Because if they leave 100,000 of us, you know what's coming.
It might be a long time off.
We'll get it figured out.
We'll figure it out.
We'll bait them back in.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Come on back in, fellas.
We'll figure out how to drive this planet.
Yeah.
And we'll drive it into your planet.
We'll slingshot the sun at you. If I do anything good, it's hold a grudge. Yeah.
And they're like, but guys, it's going to kill your race too. And they're like, yeah, we know.
Yeah.
We're prepared for that.
Yeah. You tried that and you failed.
Yeah.
Now we're going to succeed.
It's going to be on our terms. That's what they'd say. It's on our terms.
Oh, Colleen said, Virgil had a great idea. Instead of going home to no electricity, we're at the store he manages, and we're watching you here, holoculting it here at the Benjamin Moore paint store.
That's what's up.
Yeah. It's our greatest gift, the fact that we never underestimate our willingness to die, aliens.
Yeah, that makes me so excited. I love that for humanity.
Yeah.
I love that.
You know how many times we've came close to killing ourselves off? You think we're going to let somebody else do it?
I hope the aliens are listening in right now as you say that.
We have survived the ultimate predator, which is us. So try it.
Good luck.
Fucking try it. Yeah, see, this is what I'm talking about. Twiz, I will end everything out of spite. Yeah.
I will burn it to ashes and then burn the ashes.
Oh, it's so awesome.
That's
it sounds insane, but it's so awesome.
I feel, yeah. Like I said, you're dealing with a species that is alive because of a mutually assured destruction act. The only reason we didn't nuke ourselves off the planet is because we knew that we would nuke ourselves off the planet.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a different kind of crazy.
It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
It really is. All these other species and races out there are calculated and cold, and we are just chaotic.
I think that's why they watch us so much, why they're so interested.
I don't blame them.
No, it's like a reality show.
You know it is.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, but it doesn't matter if the nukes are real. We were ready to
we're
use
still
them.
Crazy.
We're ready to use them.
Definitely.
We had to be like, hey, you're not going to use yours, because if you use yours, we're going to use ours. And then guess what? Everybody dies. And we're like, yeah that's fair.
You know, even if they wouldn't have figured out nukes, you know, somewhere down the line, they're making a bomb almost as big as one.
Oh, yeah.
Because dudes are like that. Dudes are like, how many firecrackers can we shove into this soda can and then light it and watch it all blow up at once?
Yeah. Yeah. What is that one weapon? The tungsten steel rods. The rods of gods or Thor's hammer, whatever the fuck it is. Yeah.
Where they just
shoot giant chunks of metal from the atmosphere into the earth.
And that's like the most basic bitch.
Yeah.
It's like fucking model.
It's like throwing rocks.
Yeah. That's literally what it is.
Yeah.
Just from a higher fucking altitude.
Just drop heavy shit from high up. That's the most basic human enjoyment. You know, there were cavemen standing on top of mountains throwing rocks off of it just to see what happens.
Yeah. Yep. It's freaking awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, that awesome. Did happen. I didn't think it was going to work. Dylan, in my defense, I almost blew the windows out of my Uncle Mike's house with a sparkler bomb once.
That's awesome. See, everybody's crazy.
Yeah, see, everybody's crazy. John says we slaughter ourselves for eons in the names of gods we've never seen. Yeah. Wait till we slaughter ourselves for the gods we do see.
Yeah.
The gods that want to fight us. We are the underdogs of the universe.
We probably, what do you think the odds of that are, that we're the actual underdogs?
A lot. Way up there. Exponentially higher than us being the top dog.
Oh, no. I didn't think we was the top dog. I didn't know if we was like maybe middle ground.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
So we're like, we're probably in the low 10%
then. That's
giving us some.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We can't even figure out how to exist good on our own planet.
That's true. That's true.
Like, a large portion of humanity is like starving, and we have fucking billionaires that are like, how can I make some more money?
That is true.
You think so, Twiz? You think we're way up there?
I don't think we're way up there. Realistically, I feel like we would be in the 20 to 30% margin. I feel like there's planets out there with really dumb shit on it.
I don't know, man. I see stuff like this. My uncle blew out the house windows by igniting a small acetylene weather balloon. Yeah.
To me, that's pure intelligence.
We are middle ground. I don't know. Maybe. I feel like if we're comparing it to like bacteria and shit, then maybe. But if we're talking about intelligent races,
some of us are smart. Not enough of us. Not enough of us.
Which I feel like will be to our benefit.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
You need dumb
when it comes down to fighting, you only need a couple smart guys. Yeah. You don't need very many.
You need
a lot of dumb ones.
Yeah. You need the smart ones to tell the dumb ones what to do.
Yeah.
Here's this. Fly this in here. Okay. Okay.
I got it.
I think we are evil, but don't know the depths of the dark. Ooh, that's some philosophical shit there, Twiz. Yeah, evil is only based on human ethics and human morality.
Yeah.
We're only as evil as we think we are. You could be, I almost guarantee it, there's races out there that don't have any ethics. They don't have human ethics. They don't have human morals.
It's just like the Ebens blundering the dude.
Yeah.
That's we would consider that fucked up.
Yeah. They're like,
what's the big deal?
Yeah. Gone. Don't know why everybody's so upset about it.
Yeah, he died. I mean, what were we supposed to do? Just leave him there?
Which like leads to where they were doing the experiments on the genetic engineering and everything. When the humans saw it, they were like, holy shit, this is fucked up. But they're just like, we're just doing science stuff. We're just scientists.
Yeah, it's not that deep, guys.
I'll get 3 rounds off before the death ray smokes my drunk ass. I have my hat on backwards too. You ain't got to get all of them. You just got to get a couple.
That's all. That's all that matters is you get one on the scoreboard.
Everybody gets a couple.
Be fucking gnats at a barbecue, boys. We may not get a lot done, but we are sure as hell going to be annoying.
We are inexplicably resilient creatures.
I love it. It's my favorite. My favorite human quality.
Dude, I've seen shit about like the last ice age, like 10,000 years ago, 12,000 years ago, whatever it was, where like the human bottleneck to extinction got down to like 1,200 people or some shit, and we still fucking made it out of that. I'm telling you.
I wouldn't have made that.
I'm telling you. If they come to get us, they got to get all of us.
Oh, yeah. You definitely have to.
You can't leave any stragglers.
No, you got to make sure everybody's gone.
Oh man, that conversation took a turn I didn't think it was going to take.
Yeah, yeah.
Good talks. Hollow Cold.
That's good talk. I do have a quick update before we go.
Oh yeah, I forgot about this.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Had an interesting encounter the other night while in bed. Everybody knows about my bean story. You know, the random bean drop that I hear from time to time.
What was I going to say there? I was going to make a flick in the bean joke, but then I brain-farted, so carry on.
So I'm laying there in bed, and I have little kids, and we have the elf that runs around the house, creating mischief and so on and so forth. Well, as luck would have it, I was laying in bed and I started belly laughing to myself because I heard the bean drop. I heard the bean drop, but it was different this time. And it was different because the elf's fat ass was shoved into that vase. So the bean drop was literally muffled.
That's so weird.
I just thought that was the craziest fucking thing ever. It just made me laugh. I'm like, what are the fucking odds?
That's so weird.
And no matter how many times I try to recreate that stupid thing, I cannot do it.
It's so weird.
I don't know how it happens. I don't know how it happens.
It's a jumping bean.
I try everything. I try walking hard past it. I try bumping into the dresser, everything, and I cannot recreate the noise.
That's weird.
But I just thought it was crazy that it was actually muffled because the beans or the elf's fat ass was shoved in that vase. He was halfway in, halfway out.
And it was odd timing because we did the episode with the
yeah
elf encounters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Branching into the next episode.
Yeah. Which be sure to listen. By the time this comes out, it'll already have dropped, but I got some Santa Claus Encounters Part 2. That way everybody can complain about it.
Get mad as fuck again.
Yeah, get mad. Stay mad. Peyton, I didn't do a shape today. My brain is very foggy and filled with
snot
and also lots of cold medicine. So it would probably be the shape of a cold medicine. Whatever shape cool. that is.
So like an orange.
Yeah.
Cylinder.
Yeah. You got it, Kyle. Good job.
I did it. I'm telecleptic.
You're telecleptic. Anyways, thanks for hanging out with us. We're going to wrap her up there. Again, my apologies for sounding like I'm sick. It's because I'm sick, oddly enough. Hope everybody has a... When will this drop? This will drop the week of Christmas. Yeah, right before Christmas, won't it?
Yep.
Hope everybody has a good weekend and a good holiday. I guess we could put this out there. The next night shift will fall on New Year's Eve. Is it... Do you guys want to come and hang out on New Year's Eve? I know a lot of people get plans and stuff. Me and Kyle were just kind of throwing it around. I don't know how many people would be available for it. If it's even like worth getting on. Does people want to come and hang out? I don't have any plans, but we'll probably pop it up unless something comes up. Come in, hang out, stop by, just kick it. Until then, thanks for hanging out. Until we meet again, stay safe, stay weird, and hope everybody has a good holiday week.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.